Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 30th of April, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Battle of the budget began on Tuesday the 28th as EU member parties fought over how to allocate EU money to spend for the next budget. Tuesday, the European Parliament voted in favor of making the next seven-year budget from 2028 to 2034 10% higher than the proposal submitted by the European Commission, despite criticism from countries such as Germany and France, who actually wanted to spend less than the Commission's proposal. The agreed-upon trillion-euro pot of money will go towards things like agriculture and industry, EU programs, EU-wide taxes on online gambling, and tech giants like Amazon and Google will pitch in. Some of the funds will also go towards paying back common debt that was issued to finance the EU's post-COVID recovery package. Next up, on Tuesday the 28th, as part of his trip to the UK, President Pedro Sanchez met with London Mayor Sadiq Khan to discuss the relationship between the country and the capital of the UK. As two leaders, they have both been very vocal about their opinions on the rise of populist politics across Europe, ongoing wars, and the need for progressive open politics. Multiple news outlets also reported that Khan, who has been very vocal about his criticism of Brexit, discussed with Sanchez the possibility of the UK rejoining the EU. According to news, Sanchez's response was overwhelmingly positive as he expressed that the country would welcome the UK back. In international politics on Saturday the 25th, tensions between the United States and European allies intensified following a leaked Pentagon email suggesting harsh measures against Spain, including a possible suspension from NATO. The dispute stems from Spain's opposition to U.S.-Israeli actions against Iran, its refusal to allow the U.S. military to use its bases across the country for the war. In response, at an EU summit in Cyprus, leaders reaffirmed Spain's NATO membership, noting that expulsion is not actually legally permitted. The situation reflects broader divisions between Europe and the U.S. under President Donald Trump, particularly over defense spending, Iran's foreign policy, NATO's role, and Trump being a combative, corrupt moron. European leaders favor diplomacy, while the U.S. has taken a more confrontational approach. Looking to the sea, on Thursday the 23rd, UK-based company Global Otec completed the installation of the world's first purpose-built offshore platform for ocean thermal energy conversion in the Canary Islands Autonomous Community. This milestone marks a significant step towards scaling a technology that generates continuous renewable energy from temperature differences between warm surface water and cold deep ocean water. It's a great boost in ecological tech, as the platform and its advanced tech offer a reliable 24/7 renewable energy source, particularly for tropical islands reliant on fossil fuels. Now to housing. On Monday the 27th, news outlet Bloomberg released an article spotlighting Spain's two largest cities, Madrid and Barcelona, and how they're tackling a growing housing crisis with different strategies. Despite economic growth, both face shortages, rising prices, and increasing demand driven by population growth. On April 21st, the central government announced a 7 billion euro housing plan running through 2030 to expand below market housing, though political divisions quickly emerged. Madrid is emphasizing large-scale construction and tax incentives aimed to build up to 300,000 homes over 15 years while rejecting rent control. Contrast, Barcelona is focused on regulation, implementing rent caps, and banning short-term tourist rentals by 2028. Early results show rents have fallen slightly in Barcelona while they continue rising in Madrid, but time will tell which approach is better as both face limits. Madrid's supply takes time to impact prices while Barcelona struggles with limited land and slower construction. The last week or so, Sanchez has said multiple times publicly that the country is protected from rising gas prices linked to the war in Iran, thanks to its strong investment in renewable energy, as we've discussed in past shows. This suggests these sources reduce the impact of global fuel spikes on households. That's true. However, the reality is a little more nuanced. While the country's renewable energy expansion does help cushion some of the economic pressure, it has not fully shielded from fluctuations in global energy markets. Gas still plays a role in the energy mix, and external factors continue to influence costs. Overall, the country's transition to renewable provides a degree of resilience compared to more fossil fuel-dependent countries such as India and Singapore, but it's not complete protection. Want to know more about renewables during the period of instability? Link in the show notes. Also, this week, on Monday the 27th, news outlet El País celebrated its 50th anniversary. In a park in Madrid, founders and early journalists of El País gathered, joined by first editor Juan Luis Cerbrián and current director Ian Martínez Aherns, as they reflected on the last 50 years of the newspaper. Remember the paper's uncertain beginnings in a newly established democracy, from early ETA reports to technological breakthroughs. As a newspaper, it represents for many one of the first pro-democracy newspapers when others at the time were still influenced by Francoist ideology. Congratulations, El País. Things are heating up. Article released by publication Time Out on Wednesday the 29th, they explored how rising summer temperatures could reshape the famous outdoor dining culture. Warm evenings spent eating outside that were once a feature of the culture are being increasingly interrupted by extreme heat, which now happens regularly. In response, hospitality unions and employer groups reached an agreement in 2026 to update labor rules and better protect workers from dangerous conditions like extreme heat. Under the new framework, businesses might have to reduce hours or temporarily close outdoor terraces when official heat alerts are issued. The rules also require contingency planning for other extreme weather, including floods and heavy snow. Let's turn to nature with a brilliant piece by National Geographic released on Wednesday the 29th, highlighting the country's national parks. These protected areas managed by the National Parks Network highlight Spain's biodiversity, from migratory birds to over 60 orchid species in the Pyrenees in the north. Among the most notable in the Pyrenees is the Picos de Europa, Europe's first national park, established in 1918, known for hiking and climbing, while the Sierra de Guadarrama near Madrid is popular for year-round recreation. Next up, story for the cultural adventurous. Each year in early May, the city center of Córdoba in Andalusia hosts popular competition of wrought iron grills and balconies alongside the equally famous courtyard contest. During these contests, residents decorate their balconies and iron grills with vibrant flowers to compete for the title of most beautiful display. The streets come alive with the fragrances of jasmine, orange blossoms, creating a distinctly Andalusian atmosphere. This year, the contest will run between the 4th and 17th of May. Put in some time if you're interested in a slice of Southern tradition. And finally, on Wednesday the 29th, journalist Alan Grabinski explores Spain's approach to Judaism in the context of its central government. Grabinski notes that the tension between Spain and Israel did not emerge suddenly. However, by the 10th of March, the situation had escalated to the point where Sanchez formally recalled the country's ambassador. While recent disagreements over Gaza, Iran, and military cooperation are factors, Grabinski emphasized that domestic considerations play a significant role. Public support for Palestine has increased, and adopting a clear stance on Israel carries political advantages, particularly as Sanchez faces declining approval ratings. Historical factors also contribute. Events such as the 1492 expulsion of the Jews left enduring attitudes that continue to shape perspectives across the country today. For more of Grabinski's insights on Judaism in Spain, the full article is available in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Anything to tell us, info@rorschach.com. We'll get back to you. Hasta la próxima.